You want answers? I think I'm entitled. You want answers?
I want the truth!
You can't handle the truth!
Dave Hodges is as mad as hell, and he's not gonna take it anymore.
I'd like to help you, Dave, but I really, really would, but the din in my head, it's too much and it's not good. I'm standing in a window tunnel, shouting through the water, and I'd like to give you information, asking for the quick plug makes noise. It's ringing in my ear, blood makes noise, and I can't really hear you in the thickening of fear.
Senses not so common. This is the Common Sense Show with Dave Hodges.
Welcome back. You are now in hour number three with the Common Sense Show and Dave Hodges. And before we go to Katie and the health report, I want to thank Kim, who has been relentlessly sending me information regard to what's going on in Sweden with the gold. And Katie just told us over the break she's looking at Steve Quayle's chart. Right now it's going up a penny a minute. And I would suggest that you give Steve a call. He may even be there tonight. 406-586-4842. That's Renaissance Precious Metals. Certainly give Steve a call in the morning, because if gold gets to this crescendo, it's going to be out of our price range to buy. And if you want to convert your soon-to-be worthless cash into something that's proven its worth over the course of history, this may be your last chance. Also, if the money supply begins to lag, so will the food supply. This is why I'm telling you, we got that special going on at Numana Foods. It's going on until tomorrow night at midnight, July the 4th at midnight. And that 5% sale, 5% off everything you buy from Numana, will go away. Go to numana.com/Hodges. And again, I want to encourage everybody to join the revolution away from Facebook and go to scene.life. And one more, Bob Griswold, the king of preppers in my book, communications, night vision, water filtration system, anything that you need, go there, look at what he has and say, hey, this is where we're kind of weak. I need to make an adjustment. ReadyMadeResources.com, and Bob's number is 1-800-627-3809. Again, that's 1-800-627-3809. And that takes care of our great, great sponsors. Katie's health report tonight, I'm really excited to hear this. She has Dr. Teixeira back, who was a big hit with our listening audience the last time he was on. So, Katie, I'm just going to hand this over to you in your very capable hands and have you bring on Dr. Teixeira, and let's have at it. I can't tell you, I've been looking forward to this all week.
Me too. I'm going to first open up the show with an announcement for my listeners, and this is very near and dear to me. Everyone who's been following the health report and knows what's happening with my health, I just wanted to give you an update before we bring Dr. Teixeira on, and he played a big part in all of this. So amazing Dr. Teixeira. But in November, we have new listeners, and we have people who've come in halfway, and we have people who've been following all the way along, so I'm going to give a real short recap. But back in November 2015, as you remember, I went in for an ultrasound to check out an unusual lump in my breast, and they found what they referred to as a suspicious malignancy. So in December, the next month, I had a lumpectomy, and a good-sized sample of tissue was removed, 4 tumors in that. And it was about 5 inches by 5 inches by 1 inch thick, so it was pretty good size. And I was eventually diagnosed with lobular carcinoma, and 5 of the 6 margins were positive, which indicated the majority of my breast was cancerous. So the recommendations were strong for a mastectomy, possible chemo, radiation, the whole route, depending on the results of the tissue, obviously, removed in the mastectomy. But so this kind of cancer, it snakes around the tissue, and it's not easily contained or encapsulated like some cancers, hence the mastectomy option to ensure a clean break. And at the surprise and consternation of my surgeon and oncologist, I opted to treat myself using a holistic approach. So I've spent the last 7 to 8 months doing just that. And I went over that about a month ago, what I was doing. And so this audience has been, this is to the audience, this audience has been the greatest support system I could have ever hoped for. Prayers by the thousands, financial support to help me along the way with bills, letters, cards, powerful words of encouragement, my family, my dear father, my faithful friends who stuck by me in my many, many ups and downs, for my skilled surgeon who did a phenomenal job, and you'd never know with all the tissue I had removed that I had surgery, and the incredible holistic doctors and nurses who I had on a few weeks ago who treated me with such care, such professionalism and love. And of course, my faith in the most amazing power beyond anything in this life. God's loving hand, guidance, faithfulness, and all the tools he gave mankind to restore, give life, promote health, and the way to do things the way he designed it. So Thursday, I had my third of 3 month MRIs, and it was clear. A black screen is the greatest thing I have seen since the beginning. The tumor markers in my blood tests are all below the high normal range, and I am breast cancer free.
Yay! And remember I told you,
Yep.
To quote Apollo 13 Mission Control and Shorty Powers, this will be your finest moment. Because you've helped a lot of people.
It has been a long road, Dave, but praise God. I was,
Katie, the number of people that you've influenced on your journey has been phenomenal. I'm still getting cards and letters and questions, and my wife forwards all that on to you, of course. And you've done so much good with this, and I told you. I get to say I told you so and stick my chest out here. You can't see this, but I'm sticking my chest out right now. And I'm saying, I said, when you broke this news on the air and what you were going to do, I said, this will be your finest hour. And in this prediction, I happen to be right. I don't gamble, but in this case, Katie, the good guys have won, and you have served as a testimony to people on what is possible when you take control of your own health.
Yes. I'm still stunned. It's been a couple of days, and I'm still in shock and gratitude, but oh boy, I mean, and without going into details about how I chose to walk this path, I will say one thing that was, I believe, was crucial to the success and everything that has transpired, and that is my very own immune system. I mean, it was designed by the Master Creator, and my personal belief is when we are clean in body and spirit as much as humanly possible for all of us sinners, we have a great opportunity to push back almost anything that causes disease. And I have to say that one of the first things I did, I called Dr. Ted, Dave, remember that, and I got on his immune support package. I went to Health Masters, and I got on the immune support package. I'm still on it. I will be on it for the rest of my life. Please go there and check it out and do the same. And here's why. Whether or not you are dealing with any disease or not, with what is coming, you just heard 2 hours of Doug and Dave, with what's coming or just life in general, this was confirmed to me through my ordeal. When you have a clean, fully functioning immune system, you have the best chance of averting disease. And for anyone in the midst of a healing journey, this should be the most important thing when allowing the body to heal itself. The immune system, that's what I'm getting from all of this. A lot of things I did, but the immune system was the key because it was my immune system that did this. And so that's where Dr. Tashiro, I have to say, not knowing what amazing results I got on Thursday, I asked Dr. Tashiro weeks ago to be on the show, the perfect guest to talk about how the body heals itself in ways the conventional medical industry has ignored for a myriad of reasons. But Dr. Toshiro was on a while back. For those who do not know him, he's from here in Denver. He's worked in the healthcare field for over 40 years, and during that time, he's helped thousands of people overcome chronic health conditions. His first degree in the health science was master's degree in clinical nutrition from the University of Bridgeport. He graduated from Palmer West Chiropractic College in 98 and has extensive postgraduate training in functional medicine, which is nutritional medicine, functional neurology, applied kinesiology, and what we're going to talk about tonight, Dave, is field control therapy. So Dr. Toshiro has a lifelong interest in energy medicine, and so do I, because I have seen it work firsthand. It's mind-body connection, and he specializes in helping people with chronic conditions including fibromyalgia, chronic fatigue, endocrine imbalance, thyroid and adrenal, autoimmune disorders, irritable bowel disorders, neurological, and immune weakness. He practices in Lakewood. He's been doing that for 16 years and lives with his wonderful wife, Patricia, of 33 years, and their dog, Toby, and he loves to exercise, golf, ski, and hike. Dr. Toshiro, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Katie, and heartfelt congratulations on your recent test result. That's awesome.
It is amazing. Thank you. It is a miracle. It was a lot of work. It was a partnership between me and God and his medicine and all of the tools that he put before me. And one of them, Dr. Toshiro, was you. Wow. Hopefully towards the end of the show we can talk about some of the things that you worked with me on. But other than your bio, give us a little background on what you do with energy medicine.
Well, energy medicine, by definition, would be creating healing through non-physical modalities. And the range of non-physical modalities is quite wide. In my office, we do a lot with light therapy, cold laser, infrared light therapy. We use frequency-specific microcurrent, which is a form of microelectrical impulses to heal tissues and organs. And then field control therapy, of course, is key to our energy medicine practice. And another dimension of it relates to helping people come to a point of center in themselves so that their thoughts, feelings, and emotions are in alignment with their core reality. Because without clarity of thinking, feeling, and emotion, patterns of immune stress occur, and that can cause a downward spiral in health. So I would call that the mind-body-emotion aspect of energy healing.
Mm-hmm. And so much of modern conventional medicine is physical. They approach the physical. They approach it symptomatically. But they don't address the emotional aspect, the spiritual aspect. And that's what is so important, and that's what I try to convey to the audience, is healing is all-encompassing. It's all-encompassing because you may get rid of the disease, but it may come back if you haven't settled with yourself the very emotions that could have, the stresses that could have brought it on, correct?
Absolutely true. One reason conventional healthcare has had such a poor record in helping people with chronic conditions is because, as you said, the focus is primarily at the physical level. Medicine, of course, deals with the chemical field of the body mm-hmm. through medication. The physical field is approached through physical therapy or surgery, but rarely nothing is done to address the electromagnetic field and what we call the quantum energy field, which is what controls the physical and chemical fields. And so in current healthcare, we're not using the area of greatest leverage to create the greatest effect possible at the other levels, and that's what energy medicine allows us to do.
Well, and someone may argue with that and say, well, no, we have psychiatry, we have psychologists, we have counseling. The difference is, I see, is they're medicating you, or you know, they do past lives regression, or inner child work, or whatever it is they're doing, psychotherapy. What a person gets at your office is the whole ball of wax, and it becomes one functional move forward rather than separated and isolated it does. People don't necessarily make the connection. If they're going to one doctor for this and taking Prozac, and you know, they're suppressing the symptoms. Number two, the psychiatrist doesn't really understand what's happening with their GP. Correct? There's a disconnect.
Yes, that's true. All the modalities you described, many of them, the ultimate treatment is some kind of medication prescription. Whereas, as you said, in our practice, we focus on the whole person. The term I use is healing for the whole person or healthcare for the whole person. And ultimately, that incorporates not only the physical, the chemical, the neurological, mental, emotional, but also the aspect of consciousness or mm-hmm. emotion, or spirituality even. Mm-hmm. Who we are as spiritual beings produces health when it is allowed to express through the levels of experience, physical, mental, emotional. And I guess at its core, that's what energy medicine is about. It's about realigning the outer person with that core reality, which in its very essence is health.
So how do you incorporate energy medicine into your practice? Give an example of how you would incorporate energy medicine into your overall practice.
First, it's a matter of discerning where the patient is in their health process, in their life cycle, and selecting the appropriate modality for that person. And some of that depends on the patient's level of understanding and openness to mm-hmm. non-physical modalities. People easily understand physical approaches like massage or physical therapy. Body chemistry people approach pretty openly because we're a society oriented to drugs, but also a lot of people are interested and use nutrition. When we get into the neurological side, it gets a little more less tangible for people, but for the most part, people accept neurological approaches. Then when we get into the more energy-based approaches, it gets a little more nebulous for people. And I'm talking about the mental and emotional side of health. So let's say a person has a chronic neck pain that won't go away in spite of chiropractic, physical therapy, exercises. Perhaps they should consider the possibility that someone in their life is a pain in their neck, as a simple example. Mm-hmm. The body is very literal in that regard. But the further we move to the inner part of the circle, you might say, of healing and health, the less people are familiar with that terrain. And so we have to choose the proper approach and modality for the patient given their current level of openness and understanding. One key attitude that I learned many years ago when it comes to healing is people will only heal to the extent that their response or openness to the modality allows them to. Jesus and the centurion is a great example of this. The centurion came to Jesus for help with his manservant who had epilepsy. And Jesus said, "Return home, your manservant is healed." And that is what happened. And it was because of the faith of the centurion in the master. So a person's comfort level or trust in the modality is an important part of the picture. Because if there's not trust, then the aspects of healing that need to be triggered, including immune vitality, etc., won't be. And so we have to take that into consideration.
And
beyond that, though,
I'm sorry.
We have many tools to affect the energy side of health. And as I mentioned, light therapy, laser, microcurrent. But I'd say the most powerful and the one that I like to use, given the openness of the patient, in more complex cases, such as yours was, is field control therapy.
And I will tell you that through the process, I went to Dr. Toshiro. I've been going to him from the beginning. And I knew, I had a background in what you were doing. I was fascinated by it. I loved it and I believed in it. But there were times you told me things that my body told you. And part of my process was really beginning to connect with my innate intelligence or my Holy Spirit, the spirit in me, the energy in me, the healing power that's available. And I walked out one day and I was in the middle of everything and I wasn't feeling confident, and you looked at me and you said, Katie, just trust the process. Trust the process. And that really resonated, no pun intended, it resonated with me. Yes, and it brought me back to that place that you said, the trust, the faith. And you spoke to my body, and you told me so many things, Dr. Tashiro, that later were confirmed by medical tests. And every time that happened, it became a stronger and stronger confirmation as to the direction that I was going. And that's, we used the field control therapy, and it was amazing. Do you mind explaining what it is that this is? Because people are thinking field control therapy. What, from beginning to end, what exactly are you doing with field control therapy?
Field control therapy was developed by a medical doctor, of all things, in New York City, Dr. Jurkowski. He was trained as a cardiologist, but could not help a gravely ill family member using the tools that he had learned. So he began researching feverishly, and over the years, by the way, the family member was cured, and over the years he developed this system of assessment and support called field control therapy. And FCT has four different foci. Number one is to identify the most weakened and stressed, inflamed organs and tissues in the body. Number two is to identify the underlying cause of that stress, whether it's toxicity, metals, chemicals, foods, medications, infections, virus, bacteria, parasite, yeast, mold, fungi, protozoa, what have you, or electromagnetic field exposure, cell phones, computers, geopathic stress, radiation, including radon. And then to strengthen the affected organs using the field control therapy remedies. And then lastly, to help the body remove the or neutralize the offending pernicious agents. And just as a sidelight, you talked about the importance of your immune system coming online. Mm-hmm. Many of the toxicities that we identify and address in field control therapy are immune-suppressing substances, such as toxic metals, mercury, lead, arsenic, zinc, aluminum, chemicals, pesticides, fertilizers, industrial chemicals, even foods and medication. So with field control therapy, we can help the body release the immune-suppressing agents. When that happens, the immune system typically comes back online and more easily and readily addresses the infections that are present. Sometimes yes. They need to be addressed through specific protocols, but often removing the immune-suppressing substances will help the immune system rebound and create healing. And the EMFs is a huge area of health stress in this current culture, and that has to be addressed as well.
So it's a different kind of chelation. It's an energy chelation is what basically what I went, part of what I went through was energy chelation, because we worked
exactly
on mercury
right. And
vaccines and we found a lot of metals and different, as you call, pernicious agents in my body. We worked on those, and every time I went back, they were not showing, and we moved
That's
on to
correct.
The next.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we did address those substances you talked about, and one important point here is the goal of field control therapy, and I believe the goal of any sound healing approach, is not to find and eliminate the totality of toxicity or infections or chemicals, et cetera, in the body, because we have such a load, because we've lived on this toxic planet for X number of years. If we tried to eliminate all the toxicities, it would really kill us. It'd overwhelm us. So the goal is simply to let the body tell us which agents are creating the greatest load and then address those. As a sidebar, I have a number of patients who have been through chelation therapy, and it actually worsened their situation because chelation does not necessarily, so I'm talking about chelation where EDTA is injected into the bloodstream to pull metals and other substances out of the body. That doesn't necessarily always remove those substances from the body. Often they are redeposited in other areas and organs and tissues and create greater problems. So we did chelation with you, but not in a traditional approach, mm-hmm. in a way that respected the sanctity of your body. And it was all based in listening to what your innate intelligence was telling us. So using what's called bioresonance testing, we have a way of being in communication with your body's intelligence, the innate intelligence. And through this whole process, it was your body that was telling us what it needed to heal. So this is such a key concept. We have to respect the fact that our bodies are holy. And the core essence of each of us is holy and sacred. That's where healing comes from. And that core intelligence is fully capable of telling us what it needs, when it needs, in order to create greater health. And that's all we did in your process. We kept asking your body what it needed, when it needed it, how much it needed. And that was what led to the ultimate effect. And so all of this is really a testament to the strength of your innate. And it's not the doctor who takes the credit. It's the innate intelligence of the body.
What do you mean by an individual's strength in their innate? Do you mean the relationship, or what exactly does that mean?
A good way to say it would be learning how to listen to and be in communication, better communication with what our intuition, maybe is a good word to say it, is telling us. So we have what we call an educated mind. Now, we read information, we read books, we talk to people, we Google information. So our heads are filled with a lot of information. Some of it's relevant, not all of it is. At the end of the day, we have to act upon what is the highest priority modality in terms of healing for us at that point in time. And it may only be one of 5 or 6 or 10 or 12 or 20 different options that we've learned about or heard about. We can only discern that in the still place or in working with a practitioner who has this attitude of respecting the body's intelligence to indicate what's next.
Give the audience and me, can you give a practical example of that so that we can wrap our mind around this, because this is so fascinating, but it's so new to many people we've been going through the traditional medical system. I believe in this. It's just like you were saying in the beginning, it's when a person walks in, it's hard for some people to wrap their mind around this, but it's so connected to spirit. Can you give an example of that moment where you have the quiet time, you make the connection?
I think the most important point in your process was when you asked me if you should have the mastectomy.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't have an opinion personally. I asked your body. And I asked your body through a method of testing that we call bioresonance testing. It's where we read changes in body strength or leg length as a way of receiving the answer to the question that we have posed of the body.
Because the body contracts, correct? I just want to interrupt there. Just one thing, I don't want to miss this one. Because the body contracts, you were saying about the leg length. Talk about
it. Oh, yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's one way that the body communicates to us. It's by formulating what we call a stress response, which would be categorized as a no answer.
Mm-hmm.
So an answer is posed. If the answer is no, there is a stress response, which could be manifested as one leg getting shorter if the patient's laying on their back, or a strong muscle going weak if the patient is upright. Or we could even look at the pupil. A stress response would be manifested by a dilation of the pupil, because our eyes get big and round if we're stressed. So there are various ways that the body has of responding to what we're posing, what we're asking it.
Okay.
And when we asked your body, is surgery the next step? We got a strong no.
And that was actually what was interesting in the very beginning. You had told me that my body didn't even want a lumpectomy. And as time went on, I pushed forward and I went for the lumpectomy because I wanted to know, obviously, what I was dealing with. And then later came the mastectomy. But how, in your watching the whole process, what happened with, what did my body tell you after I didn't do what it wanted me to do? I kind of violated my own innate intelligence. Tell
us what
you got.
Fortunately, though, not to the point where it created a barrier to your further healing.
Mm-hmm. Now, see, now that's the fascinating part, is it moved on with what I chose to do. It didn't hold it back. It chose to move on. It took the pieces that I gave it, and then we moved forward, and it still was incredibly successful.
You know, the body, I liken it to a loyal friend who supports us in every manner possible. And it does that as long as it has the capability, enough reserve to do so.
Mm-hmm.
And in this case, your body had the resiliency to move beyond that to the ultimate healing.
Yeah, that was great. Well, and can you explain the evaluations performed? How the organs are supported? How does this work? How does this roll out?
Right. So, by the way, there's actually I have a field control therapy page on my website now.
Wonderful.
And the website address for the listeners mm-hmm. is CO for Colorado, lifechangingcare.com.
Can you say that again?
CO for Colorado, lifechangingcare.com. And once on the homepage, you click on Chronic Conditions tab, and that takes you to the Field Control Therapy page.
Okay.
And on that page, I have a video. It's a 15-minute video where I do a demonstration, explain the way field control therapy works, and there's a lot of other information, including some testimonials.
Mm-hmm. Right. Okay. So you were talking about, I interrupted you about the muscle contractions, but you were talking about the innate intelligence and your process with me and the lumpectomy or the mastectomy. And that my body rejected, that my body said no. And what did you have anything that you wanted to finish with that?
No, just the fact that even though you had it, it didn't prove to be an insurmountable barrier to your eventual healing.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And I'm telling you, my whole experience with Dr. Tashiro has been amazing. We have a friend who's given us permission to discuss her name is Kathy, and she's given us permission to discuss her rollout of starting treatment, and I believe it was in July of last year. So that's another thing I wanted to cover is this kind of healing, it takes commitment, it takes time, and Kathy was one of those people that just dove in, and she stuck with the protocols. But a year ago, when Kathy walked in, tell us about Kathy.
Yeah, so Kathy, when she first came in, actually had some skepticism about the method of assessment and support, but she stuck with it. When she first presented July of last year, her complaints included depression, low energy, and on a 1 to 10 scale, 10 being worse, she graded the low energy 8 out of 10, decreased motivation 5 out of 10, and migraines 5 out of 10, poor sleep quality, frequent waking. And her goal was to, one of her goals was to get off Effexor, which is a medication for depression. So on the first evaluation, we identified excessive electromagnetic fields in the brain, mercury in the frontal lobe of the brain, and also in bone marrow, and suppressed serotonin, which is a brain chemical production, a weakness in the pineal, the thyroid, and the adrenal glands. And so we supported those tissues with remedies. Address the toxicities, the EMF, the mercury, with remedies. And also I put her on dietary guidelines and some nutritional support.
Mm-hmm.
Her second visit was August. No change in the depression. Energy was 30% better. Motivation 10% better. Migraines had completely gone. She was still waking up five times at night. At that second evaluation, we found mercury in the brain, in the emotional center of the brain, also the bone marrow. We found parasites in the immune cells in the brain and also in her blood-brain barrier, and homocysteine in her heart. That's an inflammatory substance. So we supported those areas. Her next visit, which was December the 3rd, actually had a couple. She had a couple visits between the August and December visit, but the December visit showed the following. Based on questionnaires that she filled out before starting and in December, there was a 74% reduction of symptoms relating to organ function, 46% reduction relating to brain chemistry, 45% reduction of symptoms relating to brain function. We found mercury and fluorescent light emission in three areas of the brainstem affecting the chemical dopamine. We supported her with appropriate remedies. And in January of this year, she came in and presented describing her energy as amazingly good. Mm-hmm. We continued testing and found pesticides in two areas of the brainstem, supported those areas, as well as her pineal gland and the vagus nerve, which controls all internal organs. And then visit 7 and 8, March and April of this year, aluminum and mercury in the aorta, in the vein, artery, capillary system, and three areas of the brainstem. Then her last visit, June 23rd, mood, motivation, energy, sleep were all good. No complaints, no migraines, and no depression. Still, we tested and found pesticides in the spinal cord, cerebral spinal fluid, brain, and brain vessels, and so we supported her accordingly.
Mm-hmm.
So we didn't necessarily stop at the point of symptom resolution, because symptoms are literally the tip of the iceberg. We continued testing because her body said it had more it wanted to deal with, and that's what we found.
Wow. This is so fascinating. And it's interesting, if hearing you roll that out, the body, over a year's period, the body slowly told you what it wanted to deal with. Now, all these metals seemed to be an underlying issue with her, but it wasn't all at once. It came out very slowly and very gently. Correct?
Exactly.
Yeah. And she also lost about 30, 35 or 40 pounds, and she sent me an email a week or so ago, and it said her whole mood has changed. She feels like instead of just surviving through life, she's excited. She's out and about. She started a new business. She's happy. And what happened with the depression medication? That was the toughest one that the body did not want to get rid of right away.
She's either off it or very nearly off that now.
But that was the last one to go, wasn't it?
That's right.
Yeah. Wow. Now, something I wanted to bring up too, which Dave, you will find this fascinating, but I also want to say, Dave, do you have anything you want? I know this is you love this.
No,
this
you're your rolling here. I learned how to get out of the way.
No, but this is, these
this
are
is
things,
just,
Dave
yeah,
is a psychologist.
I'm, you know,
being humble.
Well, I'm going through my own stuff right now, but, and I'll tell you about it later, Katie, after the show, but, because there's been some developments. But the thing that really just amazes me here is how modern medicine ignores energy fields and how they ignore natural cures, which is really the basis for their synthetic cures. And to me, it's just, it's gross malpractice on the part of mainstream medicine, and it's gross ignorance.
It is. And Kathy is living proof. I'm living proof. And there are literally hundreds of thousands of people across the globe, maybe even millions, who are using holistic methods, whether it's energy medicine or whatever it is. I threw energy medicine in with a whole bunch of different protocols, but I have about a half a dozen that I believe were the firm basis. And this is one of them, and that's why I'm having Dr. Toshiro on. I felt the progress. I saw it. I just knew. And this whole process, Dr. Toshiro, actually helped me to connect more and more with what's going on inside? Do you find that with a lot of your patients that come in over time, they start getting more in tune with what's happening within them emotionally?
I do, and that's probably the most gratifying part of what I do. It's seeing people recognizing the innate power and ability that they have as they return to the natural state of health that is their birthright. They do so with a greater sense of appreciation and respect for the wisdom of the body, which I call innate intelligence. And ultimately, that's the most gratifying part of what I do.
Well, and it's a gentle, beautiful process. It's a very gentle process. It's very, like you said, it's very respectful. It's not violent at all. And so it's a communion with the physical body, the spiritual body, and you see such incredible progress, because it's probably taken 10 years for me to develop what I had, and then something pulled the trigger, and it takes a long time to slowly unravel that. And that's what this process does. It's very, you are the most patient man. You truly are. And there's also something that I want to get into, and I think Dave will like this one too. I don't know if we didn't cover it when you were on the last show, but it was talking about Greg Braden's work with the God Code. And it all has to do with energy medicine. And if you take the floor with this one, I think the audience will find this fascinating.
I'd love to talk about this, because I think this is at the very core of what I described as innate intelligence and health being our birthright. So a word about Greg Braden. He's an author and lecturer, researcher, and his specialty is correlating contemporary scientific research with ancient wisdom. And he wrote a book some years ago entitled The God Code. And the premise of The God Code is that health and well-being are actually encoded into our very DNA, into our very makeup and nature as human beings. And he goes through a scientifically solid protocol to identify this, to show this. So he describes the process by which he used gematria, which is an ancient science correlating numbers with letters. And he used gematria to convert numbers, which represent our DNA, into the letters of the ancient Hebrew alphabet. He also mentioned that this works with the Arabic and Sanskrit alphabets. So our DNA and the DNA of all life consists of four bases called thymine, cytosine, guanine, and adenine. These bases, in turn, consist of the four elements, carbon, hydrogen, oxygen, and nitrogen, arrayed in different patterns. Now, each of these elements has an atomic mass number. For example, the atomic mass number for hydrogen is 1. These mass numbers can be converted through gematria into a specific letter of the ancient Hebrew alphabet. When this is done, our DNA spells out variations of the Hebrew letters YHVH, which literally translate as God eternal within the body. So the very cells of our body vibrate with the ancient name of God, God eternal within the body. This isn't the basis for health. I don't know what would be.
Oh, that, see, when you told me that, that amazed me, but then it didn't, because it's all, it all just comes around. It's full circle. We're just discovering this.
Now, there's an important enlargement of this theme. The Gospel of John describes the creation of the universe with these words. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The Word being a vibration. The first elements formed in our universe were carbon, hydrogen, oxygen, and nitrogen. So the first coherent vibration when the universe was created was God eternal within the body. God eternal within the body. That's the same vibration that resonates within the cells of all life, including human beings. And so, in light of this, your recovery from cancer can be seen as a natural and wholesome process of returning to your natural state of wholeness, returning to that core vibration. And while it's not natural, or while it is natural, what you went through and what Kathy went through and what other people who have gone through a similar process have experienced, it's natural, but it's not commonplace. It's not ordinary. But because you have experienced it and others have as well, it means the door is opened for others to walk through, as Dave was earlier mentioning. And so my congratulations and thank you to you for staying the course. I mentioned that one of the greatest gifts I receive is seeing patients come back to that place of knowing. But also, in the process of helping others, that trust and knowing in innate intelligence is strengthened in me. And so I have a lot to be grateful for in my role as a practitioner.
So every time someone comes in and stays with this program and learns and grows and heals, this just keeps perpetuating. It just grows, it expands. Is that what I hear you saying?
Yes, and ultimately, my goal, what I would like to see happen, is the awareness of the kind of process you went through, not your specific process, but what is possible in healing as we trust innate intelligence. I want that understanding to permeate more and more of human awareness. You know about the 100th monkey?
Yes.
And so the more people that go through this experientially and understand it is possible, that opens the door for many others. And so ultimately, I would like to see that to become a mainstream understanding for people.
Now, when most people walk into your office, do you discuss this with them, or just over time? Yes, but how many people have a curiosity to this, and are you seeing an expansion in a curiosity in terms of energy medicine and what you've just described, which is fascinating? I'm still digesting it, and I've heard it several times, but it brings it all full circle, that everything is frequency related. It's vibratory. Even the reason why our universe continues to exist is because of the Word of God. Correct?
Exactly. And as I said at the very start of the show, the range of awareness that people have when they come to my office is hugely variable. There's a huge spectrum of understanding about what we're talking about tonight.
Mm-hmm.
And so as patients go through various courses of care for various problems, as the opportunity arises, I like to introduce this line of thinking. And sometimes it's just a little morsel, and hopefully that grows to a greater openness and understanding. And some people come in, as you did, who are ripe and ready and open for the full ball of wax. And that's why working with you was such a pleasure. It's because we could use all the resources at our disposal, and it led to the outcome that it did.
It was an amazing outcome, and it was an amazing process all the way through. And the things that I learned overall, but the things I learned from field control therapy was amazing. It was so comforting, and you were comforting. I mean, you just had this calm about you. You know. You trust in this medicine. You know this medicine so well, and there was a peace about it. And that helps, too. You're a great practitioner of field control therapy, Dr. Toshiro.
Thank you.
But I want to say, give you a few minutes to, once again, talk about your clinic and how people can contact you. And if someone's out of state or even out of the country, can you help them? How many practitioners of field control therapy are in Los Angeles or Paris? It's fascinating. So or can they call you and you can work with them remotely? Give us some information.
Yes, there are a number of ways a person who is not in Colorado can proceed. We've actually had a number of people come visit our clinic from out of state, so that is an option. But for those that are further away, remote work is one dimension of field control therapy that can be practiced, and we do. And in that approach, we gather information from the distant patient, questionnaires, lab test results, results of medical tests, etc. And reviewing that tells me if the person is a good candidate for field control therapy. And if they are, we set up interview sessions over the phone, and then we do testing, not with the person present, but remote testing. And as a result of that, we recommend protocols, remedies, nutrition, dietary changes, etc. Field control therapy is not widely practiced around the U.S. or the world, but there are practitioners, and the people that I've learned field control therapy from are setting up a improved website that would allow patients anywhere in the world to contact, identify a local practitioner. It's not yet in place, but if someone is in another part of the country or the world and they want this help face-to-face, they can contact my office, and then I would assist in the process of locating a field control therapy practitioner closer to where they are. So my office number is 303-985-5540. And once again, the website is CO, for Colorado, lifechangingcare.com. And you would click on chronic conditions and then go to field control therapy.
And you also have, explain, one thing. You can also go to my blog. Dr. Tashiro is the number one doctor I have in the upper right corner of my blog. You can click on the link, and it'll take you right to his site. And my blog is theessentialoilwell.blogspot.com. theessentialoilwell.blogspot.com, and go on the upper right, and you can click on Dr. Tashiro's link right there, and it'll take you right to his site. But tell us some other services you have going on at that clinic.
Because we provide care for the whole person, we address the structural side of health. Being a chiropractor, I have that training. So pain conditions, whether it's spine or extremity, migraines, etc. I've had extensive training in functional neurology, and so the neurological issues such as neuropathy or brain deterioration, brain fog, etc. We do a lot of work with functional medicine or functional nutrition, with dietary management, nutritional support, herb support, and then, as I mentioned, various forms of energy medicine. And so it's comprehensive, and the practice is quite diverse in the breadth and range of conditions that people walk in with.
Right. This has been absolutely fascinating, Dr. Tashiro. You are a godsend, and I thank you so much for taking the time tonight to explain this. I hope that it opened up some people's minds and hearts to alternative and actually more healthy ways to approach disease, and it's the whole body. As he said, it's the whole body. And when you approach illnesses and disease with that in mind, amazing things can happen. And this is just one form of energy medicine, as he was explaining. But I am so grateful for you, Dr. Tashiro. I can't
thank
tell
you.
Thank
you so much. Thank you,
you
so much.
You bet. Thank you. And again, go to my blog if you missed all that information. theessentialoilwell.blogspot.com. In the upper right, click on it, and it'll take you right to Dr. Tashiro's site. So thank you for coming on and sharing all this great information with us.
Exactly. Thank you so much, Dr. Tashiro.
My pleasure.
So, Dave, what did you think? I thought for sure you'd jump in with your psychology background.
No. I just wanted to let it flow. There was flow to this, and all I could do was mess it up. We are creatures of, we're bio, electrical, chemical, creatures.
Yes.
And from that, we emit frequencies. And, you know, we've known this for a long time. When you change the frequency of beams that go into the brain, and Jose Delgado back in the 60s knew this, you can change mood and temperament. Delgado used to be able to turn a charging bull into a passive little being. And he could turn a cat, you know, with electronic stimulation into a raging ball of fury. So this is something that's been with us now for well over 50 years, but no one really has capitalized on it until the naturopaths, the doctors that use natural healing, have tapped into this knowledge and now are using it for good. And I predict, though, that barring any big societal disruption, in the next 5 to 10 years, we're going to see mainstream medicine going that route. And of course, they'll take full credit for it because they'll claim that they invented it and ignore all the good work that people like Dr. Teixeira are doing. So fascinating stuff, because you know, Katie, this just totally fascinates me.
Mm-hmm.
And it's really kind of the opposite of what Virginia Farver does, too. Remember when Virginia came on, she talked about all the frequencies that are killing us. They're causing brain cancer and all these other bad things that are happening to us. Well, this is the opposite. This is the good side of using electronic stimulation or biochemical stimulation, is the fact that it's healing. And this is what really, I think, is where medicine is going. Although, I want to throw one thing out, too, and it's also the power of the mind. And I think that your road to recovery was influenced by this. And we just got a minute or so left here, but I'll say this very quickly. We know that people that have dissociative identity disorder, or what we call multiple personality disorder, they can frequently have separate biologies where one will have an allergy to something that the other personalities do not, but it's the same immune system. That speaks to the power of the brain,
of the mind, yes,
to decide what the body is going to experience.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And I think that your belief system, plus what Dr. Teixeira is talking about here, is what combines to do the miracles, like the miracle that you have. And miracles are only science that we don't fully understand.
Exactly.
But yours has been an amazing journey. And I'll say it again, I told you so. This will be your finest moment, because you and I don't know the extent to which you have touched so many other people with your journey. And people have said, she can do it, I can do it too.
It's about
But I know
hope.
Darn good and well it's happened. Anyway,
it's
Katie, we're out of time, and I want to thank you for that really empowering segment, and thank you for bringing on Dr. Teixeira, who's truly a wonderful practitioner. And we are going to be back with you every Sunday, and we hope you continue to join us. And may God bless all of us as we go through these difficult times. And go out and have a great week. Enjoy your 4th. Realize we're going to make America great again, and God bless.